But can we peep at the fact that she said that she's been on, like, following the show since day one? I got so excited. I'm like, I never thought people knew. That's me squealing and getting excited like a fangirl for my own show.
Too funny. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. At least she knows what you're doing with the podcast. She's feeling that she needs to support it, which is fantastic. You're doing some great stuff. Exactly. But yeah, you're right. Again, it's that common thread of standing up for what you grow. And yeah. it's so, and the trust factor that her fellow farmers have for that family.
Yeah.
That the language barrier that is there, but they still trust them. And she's going the extra mile of going, hey, I'm going to CC you on this email because I want you to know what's going on.
Right.
I'm doing the best that we can with this, but I also want you to learn and move on with that. It's fascinating. It seems to be like there's this movement that she's there doing it. And, you know, there's some buyers kind of doing it, helping the farmer, you know. There's these little pockets of doing the right thing. But it's got to start somewhere. And it seems slow. But in another year, 5 years, right. 10 years, the industry could look a lot different.
For Honduras specifically. But I think what really flipped me out, and I shouldn't be shocked. I shouldn't be shocked at this point from all of the, we're what, like 11 episodes in, and I shouldn't be shocked by the way that producers are treated, but the audacity that some fucking people have to be like, well, we're doing them a favor for taking that their coffee.
Totally a white savior. White savior.
I'm sorry,
syndrome.
I didn't want to vocalize it in front of her because I was like, absolutely not, but that's some fucking white superiority colonization
wow.
bullshit. To fact that they feel like they have to tell Andrea that she shouldn't be like vouching for the value of her coffee because they're scared of not being able
to mess with our game that we've set up.
Literally.
That's what it
is. Do you remember that Macarena said the same shit, the hierarchy, these like the classes that happen in behind the scenes? It's like everything that these women are like coming up and saying and being like, and the fact that Andrea dropped that little tidbit of, you talk to producers and they're all going to have such specific stories with working with importers and green buyers. And I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And no one fucking hears that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, not in this house. Not right. Here.
Yeah. And to fix that problem, it does have to be homegrown like she's doing it. I don't know what kind of associations exist or buying groups, but can that come from them? You know, the farmers, not necessarily unionizing. I don't necessarily advocate for that, but it's like, can they get together and learn? Do it on their own. Again, it's that, you know, teach a person to fish and they're going to be able to feed themselves for life.
Right.
But it's that it sounds as though, and this, I take this in the best light of what the word means, ignorant. They don't know what they don't know.
Right. They also don't have the resources outside of their region to be able to know.
Right.
Because of, sadly, the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't say that I don't fall victim to that as well. Like, I sadly don't speak Spanish, and I hate the fact that I don't, working in such a predominantly Spanish-speaking career. But, like, the one thing that I know I'm going to try my best is to reach out to producers and find a way to communicate with them. And I think that's why it's so important to know who you're working with when it comes to importers. Because you'll find some bullshit like, oh, we're doing them a favor.
Yeah.
And then you'll find people who I've worked with where they're like, they don't speak English, but I can sit and translate for you. And I'm like, yeah, at least that's like the bare minimum of being able to put a face to the coffee, put a name to the coffee. And
if they could just jump that fear that, well, I have to sell the coffee. And I'm not saying I know anything about this, but I think you will. You'll find, if you're in that region, that the coffee's so good,
right?
They're just beating you down, I think. And it's like, yeah, this stuff cups really well, but we got to keep beating them down.
Yeah, it sucks that this is, I mean, amongst many other things, it sucks that, like, colonization has created such a normality with systemic, like the systemic market of receiving and trading that... And I know this probably falls under so many other careers and lines of business that the people who actually produce what we're trying to receive get treated the worst. Mm-hmm. And it makes me happy. And there's a reason why I kept bringing up Amaris on this episode, is because if she's out here making a difference, people need to learn from that. And like, her episodes had so much good information of why it's so important to not be those people who are like not putting forth effort. She also reiterated the idea of like feedback and giving them, because that's going to determine that person's livelihood. Like, people, I think, in the coffee world need to actually understand, and these are also for the coffee bros, that like, coffee's cool and it's cute and it's a science, but at the end of the day, it's still a people-oriented thing. What mm-hmm. you're doing and what you're consuming and what you're investing in and trying to learn about is not just like a cute little data analysis project. It's about the people and who you're sourcing from, and like, the consumers should be taught that that's the most important thing. Obviously, everybody wants a good cup of coffee, but like, there's a reason why everyone's attracted to what Andrea and her family are doing. It's not just about the coffee. Sure, they could have like 95 plus graded coffee and win all these awards and still receive as much traction as they do. But I think a lot of what they were doing from their hometown and their home region to receive more about the fact that they highlighted their story and how much that's the heart of it. That's what it's about.
Yeah, we've talked about that grading. And this episode, it makes me think that it's almost a double-edged sword, because that worked in their favor. When she started to grade it and she knew how good that coffee she had,
yeah,
she could negotiate a little bit more. But she also mentioned something in there that that she knew what her costs were. Mm. And I wonder if a lot of farmers may not know that.
I think based off of just the basis level, if they don't have the information from just the basic level of roasting and cupping and understanding just tasting notes, I highly doubt that when it comes to trade,
right,
especially if they're trying to pass off that to Andrea in the first place. Like, I think a lot of people are fearful for the rejection of not getting their product sold. And a lot of the time, like, she has said it, reiterated throughout the episode, like, at the end of the day, this is stuff that is my livelihood. And at the end of the day, a lot of these farmers, this is their entire livelihood. So it's like, they are so scared to speak what their worth is out of fear of not being able to receive income for their families, that they're willing to just undersell their product. And it seems like the reason why all of the producers surrounding them are so inspired and want their help is because they are making a difference.